Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Oh, big stretch. It's 7:10. Thank you so much for joining us or hanging out if you have been here. Today we got some clouds, high of 48 tonight, clouds low of 32. Not bad. It's going to feel like fall out there. Right now it's about 44. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, first and foremost, we got to talk about a special day. That is today. It's National Nachos Day. Yes! Oh, I love nachos so much. I think we can all agree that nachos are something that we can all love and enjoy. It can bring this country together. You know, in times of crises, in times when we're down, we need to remember that we all love nachos. I challenge you, try and go out there and find someone who doesn't love nachos. It's impossible. Everyone loves nachos. And the beautiful thing about nachos is that really anything can be nachos. As long as you have a tortilla chip base, nachos can be made. And that's a beautiful thing right there. You can have dessert nachos. You can have breakfast nachos, nacho nachos. So, yes, National Nachos Day. Celebrate accordingly by shoving a bunch of nachos into your gullet. And, yeah, Kiki, one of her favorite things is just nachos with cheese. Just plain old nachos with cheese. And it's as simple as that. National Nachos Day. A beautiful day. According to a new survey, here's a rundown of the biggest reasons to celebrate with an alcoholic drink. Your birthday, 83% of people believe that your birthday is a great day to do it. A friend's engagement, 78%. Your wedding anniversary, 77%. Finishing a busy work week, 65%. And getting a job promotion, 62%. Now, also, the survey found that 63% of Americans think family time is more enjoyable if drinks are involved. No duh. Two drinks at least are required to get through an office party. And lastly, uncles are the family members most likely to be identified as being heavy drinkers. I can raise my hand on that one. I am an uncle only. And I like the booze, if you know what I mean. I actually only drink on days that end in Y. Dad joke. And lastly, man, oh man, it just keeps getting worse. Even more sexual misconduct accusations against Kevin Spacey were made over the weekend. And Netflix has had enough. On Friday, they fired Kevin from their show House of Cards. Kevin was also going to star in a Gore Vidal biopic for Netflix, but they scrapped that project too. It's been an incredibly fast downfall for Kevin. We heard first the first accusations last Sunday night. The next day, Netflix said House of Cards would end after one last season, but now that season is in doubt because if it happens on Netflix, it'll have to happen without Kevin. The scandal is moving so fast, it's hard to keep up with it. But there are now 12 specific people who have accused Kevin of inappropriate sexual behavior in the past, and several of them were underage at the time. One of the newer ones is actor Harry Dreyfuss, the son of actor Richard Dreyfuss. Harry claims Kevin slid his hand up his leg, grabbed his junk, and fondled him while they were in the same room as his dad. This happened when he was 18. This is crazy, man. Kevin has always been one of my favorite actors. He's been in so many amazing movies. And to hear these accusations come out has been pretty shocking, I think, just in the entertainment world in general. So, again, right now, everything is just, you know, nothing has been proven. I'm not going to say anything has been solidified, but I hope it's not true because it's pretty terrible stuff. And it's hard to think of one of your favorite actors. And this is across the board. I mean, anybody that, you know, is in the public light and been around for as long as he has to hear, it's Cosby, man. You know what I mean? So I guess we'll wait and see what happens. But that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?